We end up Chof Amid Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Tanan Hosom, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, Sheretz Shenimso Betano. If there's a Sheretz dangling in a Tano, Hapas Shebesoicha Shnia. So the pass in the Tano is a Sheni Letume. Mibnei Shehatano Tchila. The Tano is a Rishain, and the Tano is Metame the pass, so becomes a Sheni. Omar le Rav Ade bar Ave le Rove v'nechzei lahay tano keman b'moli tumedomi. Let us assume that the sheret that is in the tano, so it's ke'ilu that the whole avira tano is moli tume sheret. And just like, and that's how it is metame the tano, the tume sheret that is memale the avira tano is metame the tano. And the same way it's metame the tano, it should be metame the pas also. But every high pas rishayne. This avamolei tume is touching the toicha tano, the inside funnus of the tano is also touching the pas. Omalei loisal kedaitoch. You shouldn't think that that is how a sheretz is metame a tano out the aviroi command the molei domi. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Yochel ye kolakelim mitmoim me avek licheres. I would think a keli that is in an avek licheres should also become tome. And the lumdis would be this lumdis, that you say avek kemande moli tumedomi. Now we'll say that the tumes sheretz is memale the whole tano, and it should be metame the kelim which find themselves in the tano. Tamad loyma, kela sher besoicha yitma, besomach loy mikol ha'oichel. It says whatever is in the tano becomes tame, but then it says, it specifies that everything is mugbul. Mikol ha'oichel, oichel mitma me'avek licheres, ve'in kol ha'kelim mitmoim me'avek licheres. So from this pasuk we see that we not consider that the tano is kemole tume. Zogt Rashi, Sheret shenimtso betano, buloi noge bepas, it did not touch the pas, hapas shebesoichoi sheini letume. So the pas is a sheini letume. Ve'einom mitamim chulem. So since it's a sheini letume, it's not mitame chulem, lerabono. We hear a machlokes, Akiva darshens, yitmo yitamo, so Rabbi Kiva holds that chulin goes to Lashlishi. The Rabbonon don't ask in Yitmo Yitama. So ve'eino metamim chulin la Rabbonon. Mitnei sha'atano tchile. Because the Tano is a rish. Atano kibol tume min ha'sheretz. The Tano was mekabol tume min ha'sheretz. Va'ha'pas min ha'tano. So therefore the pas is ha'sheni. So the Gemara had asked, v'lechzaye la'aytano keman demoli tume. Kibun de kaim alon. Avir kli cheres. Metame min hasheretz. But the avir of the kli cheres, the kli cheres, the avir is a bit unclear of it. Kibun de kaim alon, like kli cheres, metame min hasheretz, af op. Dibba avir maybe. Dibba avir kli cheres. It would be better, this avir is very unclear. If we could make a grais, de ba'aviroi, then it would make more sense. Kiven de kaimelon, de ba'aviroi, klicheres metame min asheret, that, a klicheres is metame min asheret when it is in its avir. Af al pi shaloi noga, even though it did not touch the doifnei akeli from the inside, alme keman de moli tumu. So, how is the klicheres mekabel tume? Because we assume like the whole avir is full of tume sheretz. Dalenoga boy, umetamoy. So if the whole avir atano is molei tume sheretz, it having nami pas keilu noigais besheretz. So we should consider that the pas should also be a rishin because it's touching in the sheretz, since we consider that the avir is command the molei tume. So the Gemara says, we learn from the Pasuk that it is not that way. That is not the lumdis of how a sheretz is metame a klicheres. Yochel you call a kelim. im klishetef nosun besoich klicheres. Let's say you'll have a klishetef. A klishetef is a keli that's roi litvel. A kli eitz, a kli matches. Nosun besoich klicheres. Vesheretz ba'avir hachitzen. The sheretz is dangling in the avir of the klicheres. And on the bottom of this klicheres, there are klishetefs. Is yochel ye kliyeitz a kli matre she besoicha itomek, mishum dachsiv kol asher besoicha yitmo, talmud loima, so it says in the posik, v'somach lei mikol ha'oichol kloima, hai kol asher besoicha, she amarti loch, ba'oichol amarti loch. I only said, by an oichol, v'ikeman de moli tumichoshev lei lechitzen, if we will consider, that the outside klicheres, is molei tume, nimtza is tume neigas, begabai shel klishetef. So the tume is touching the outside of the klishetef. The outside of the klishetef is the teich of the, is still in the teich of the klicheres. And if we will assume that in the teich of the klicheres is kimolei tume, so the outside of the klishetef was exposed to the tume of the sheret. U klishetef metame migabai. So why doesn't the klishetef become tumah? Alushma mino kol asher besoicha yitmo machmas keli hu demitma. The mekabel tume from the keli, not from the sheret. Ashmin and kro. So now we see from this posik the oichlin umashkin u demekabli tume mevlad hatume, abel keli loy. So from this pasuk we see two things. Number one, we see that the lomdus that a sheret is metame a klicheres is not because kemandam olidom. That there's a different element. It's not kemandam olidom. No, the sheret, the klicheres is mekabel tume of something dangling by aviroi. That's a notion it's mekabel tume, but the whole aviroi is not kemandam olidom. And from this pasuk we also see that a rishin letume cannot be mekabel. That Arishin Latume cannot be Metame Kalim. Because it says that Kanoichel Amashkin is Mekabel Tume from the Klicheres and not Kalim. Umahai Piruke Navkilon is from this Teretz we learn out, Bechol Duchte, Oda Ashkechon, the Ein Kli Rishin Metame Kalim. From here we see that a Kli Rishin cannot be Metame Kalim. Vein oichlen umashkin metamen keili, and an oichl umashkin can also not be metamen keili, ki the yav lel mikal b'chaymer. We learned before from a kal b'chaymer, madach, the keili can't be metamen keili, an oichl that was mekabel tumah from the keili of Adi Wiz can't be metamen keili. Then the Gemara asks, well, what about an oichl that's mekabel tumah from a sheret? So the Gemara says, you learn that also from an oichl that's mekabel tumah from a keili, and you say dayah. So from here we know these two halachas, that a rishin letume, say it's a keilim, say it is a oichel lamashke, cannot be metame keilim. Va'odam nami, now we know a keili that's a rishin can be metame keilim, and an oichel that's a rishin can be metame keilim. Va'odam nami, now Rashi says the same halacha will apply with an odam, she'enoi avatume, which is not an avatume. Keep going. Negeya betumes nevelo besheret. It's also like metame keli. It also can't be metame keli. The chsiv weiss ich nie der besondere limud on each suk. On a keli, on an oichlan, on another. How do you know that an odom that is arishin cannot be metame keli? The chsiv va negeya benivlosom yitmo. A person touches an nevelo, he's tame. Bloi chsiv kibus begodim. It does not say the has to be table is begodim. So if we will say that a rishin, an odom that is a rishin, is metame kalim, so he should have to be table is kalim. He's touching his kalim, is begodim. It doesn't say kibbutz begodim. By a noisei, if a person carries an avela, there it does say that it needs kibbutz begodim. Aber gabi noisei, zeres akosavi, Betumis Masa, that's Exeris Akosa, Shemetame Odom, Letame Begodim, Sheolov, Bishas Masa, Le Begodim, Aboim, Laacha Mikan. I'd like to elaborate for a few minutes on this halacha that Rashi says a rishon cannot be metame begodim. Aye, by a noise, a person carries an avela, he is metame begodim. Zeres hakosavi betumes maser shemetame odom letame begodim she'olov b'shas maser lebegodim avoyim lachemikas. So what is the teret? Zeres hakosav. But how does it work? So be'emesin, there's a yisaidistike machloikis, Rashi in Teisvis and Baba Basra, daftesam at beis. How the Indian of Tumas, that what anoise nevela is metame begodim. Rashi says in Baba Basra, daftesam at beis, bigdai levushoi harei hein kamoihu. The lomdis of kibbus begodim, of anoise nevela, that's the gzeres hakosu. That it's considered, so just like he becomes a rishon, so not his metame, his begodim, the begodim are considered part of him, that's the gzeres hakosu, they're part of him, so they also become a rishon. So becomes, the begodim become bottled to him. Begodov, bigdei levushe harei hein kamoyu. So just like he's mekabel tumah from the veil, so that his begodim are like him. Taisvis af an ort is chaylik an Rashi, because according to Rashi it comes out that hanoisei the veil is only metame the begodim that he is wearing. What will be if a person is holding an veil and they'll touch a beged or touch a keli? So according to Rashi, nothing will happen to that keli. And Taisus brings a Teres Koyanim, and the Mephoshim and Mesechtes Kalim and Perek Aleph Mishneh Beis come out all in like Taisus. And Teres Koyanim, it says that if a person is carrying a Nevela, while he is carrying the Nevela, and he touches a Beged, or he touches a Keli, that Keli will become Tum, will become a Rishon L'Tumah. He lets go of the Nevela, and now he'll touch the Beged, so the Beged will not be Mekabel Tumah. But Kozman, he's holding the Nevela, the Beged and the Keli will be Mekabel Tumah. Now what is the lumdis of this according to Taisvitz? So the Teferes Yisrael in Mesechtes Kalim says a very interesting beer. That Kozman, he's holding the Nevela, he's holding the Nevela, so whatever he touches is considered like they're touching the Nevela. Like they're touching the, okay, he's mechuba to a nevela. Nevela is the hanava tume, by holding the nevela. So memele, whatever he touches, he's considered like an extension of the nevela. He is a rishon letume. Because that's mitzad, the kabbalah's tume of the nevela. He's a rishon letume. But, mitzad, because man is holding the nevela, he's considered he's mechuba to the nevela, so everything what he touches is considered like is being touched by the nevela. So that's the gzeres hakosav of tumas begodim, lav davke begodov, but it's speaking about if he'll touch other kelim also. If I count them, if all should speak out, oy bazoi, what if he'll touch an odom, that odom also should become tummy? So there's a psalim, but no, odom nish. It's only considered legabi kelim that is considered since he's mechubar to an ovatume, so it will be he will be metame the kelim of the begodim. So there's a meiridike nafkemina between Rashi and Taisvis and the other rishonim. He says if while he's holding the nevela, if he'll touch other begodim. There's another nafkemina. The Teferes Yisrael brings down that what a nice in nevela is metame begodov. Is it tafke the begodim that he is touching? That means if a person is wearing, he's wearing underclothes and he's wearing a suit, he doesn't touch the suit. Is the suit tame? According to Toisves, the suit isn't tame. The whole chiddush is that Kozman, he's holding the nevela, so it's considered like, he's a yad to the nevela, so whatever he touches is considered like he's touching the nevela. But he has to touch it. It's a tumas maga. His clothes, he's touching. He touches another keli, he's touching. But it's a din tumas maga, Kozman, he's mechuba to the nevela. So if he has a suit and a coat and he's not touching the suit, he's just wearing the suit, so according to Taisus, the suit won't become tame. The underclothing will become tamei because he's touching it. But the suit that he's not touching at all, he'll touch another keli, that'll also become tamei. It's a tumas magid that is considered while he's holding the nevela, he's mechubah to the nevela, so whatever he touches is ki'ilu, is being touched by the nevela. But there's a tumas magid, not more than the tumas magid. That is according to Taisvis. According to Rashi, and the Teferis Yisrael brings down a Rosh in Masech Tezovim, that all the Kehle, it's a different Lomdus. The Lomdus is Big Day Levushai Harayhen Kamoyu. That is the Gzeiris of Kosov of Metame Odom Letame Bgodov. So Memele, so whatever he's wearing will become Tame, although he doesn't touch it at all. Now, from the Lashon of Ar-Rashi is L'chayre Abyssal Stiridik. When Rashi speaks about the din of Noisei Nevela that's Metame Begodim, so let us see Nachmud Rashi. As Rashi said, tells us a Yesod, a Rishon cannot be Metame Kehle. Aval Gabi Noisei Gzeiris HaKosov Hi, there's a Gzeiris HaKosov. Not pshat is that he's metame the begodim, he's a rishon. Betumis mase she metame odom letame begodim she'olov. So Rashi says begodim she'olov. So that's klal Rashi l'shitosai. Because only the begodim he is wearing, not the begodim he is touching. Because the lomdus is big de levush erein kemoyu b'shas mase. Now Rashi says later the Rosh Hashanah is avoloi begodim aboim le'achar mikan. So lechayr begodim aboim le'achar kan lechayr Rashi, it could mean they'll put on later, but Boshet Rashi means that he's touching later. Le begodim aboim le'achar mikan. So here it would seem from Rashi that if he touches begodim b'shas ma'aseh they are tamei. So this le begodim aboim le'achar mikan is very unclear. The Rosh Hashanah understood that Rashi means he touched begodim later. Then it would seem if he touches begodim before, they would become tamei. That's like Taisus and Baba Basra. About Al Kalponim, that is the lomdis of the Gzeiris HaKosev of Tumas Masa, that is Metame begodim. Alme, but Al Kalponim we see when there's no Tumas Masa, it's Izanegeya Benevela, there's no din of Tumas begodim. Ah, he's a Rishon, so you see a Rishon is not Metame Kalem. Alme vlad atume loy metame keili. Chutz mitame meis, shuav atume. Vechein odom loy motzino loy tume b'chol atoire. Also an odom. Now Rashi went down the list that a keili cannot be mekabel tume only from an avatume. Vechein odom loy motzino loy tume b'chol atoire elo mi ov atume. Kigoin al yedei sheretz unevele b'shichva zera וידי זוב, ומעיוני סוב, ומדרוסוי. ונגעי המדרשו זוב, וידי נידה, ומעיוני סאו, ומדרוסו, וידי תומי מייס. These are the only דבורים המתאמים אס האודם, ונדי הולה אי אבא תומי. Now we heard in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah was Messiahim, as follows. Rabbi Yosi tainid ama nechleku al atluya bal atmeya. The whole machlokes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua is by tluya and tmeya. She Rabbi Lezer oimer tisori vzu laatzma vzu laatzma. Rabbi Yeshua oimer shteim kechos. So Rabbi Yosi said that according to Rabbi Yeshua, a person has tluya and tmeya, you're allowed to burn them both together. Rav Chisda Rami Pischa Apischa Umeshani. Rav Chisda Estakashe from two halachas which speak about Sreifes Chometz Erev Pesach in the Stiridik Umeshani in Yisera Teretz. What was the kashe? The kashe was Mi Omar Rabbi Yeshua Shteim Ka'achas. It seems in our Mishneh that Rabbi Yosi said that Rabbi Yeshua holds you can burn Erev Pesach Tluya imatmeya. Bereminu. Aleshu akashe from a baraisa. Omar Rabbi Yosi. The baraisa it says, Ein, this is a baraisa and a mission. Ein anide in doime ularaya. Rabbi Yosi is choylikan rameya va mission. כי סד, רמי יצד מדבריהם, ולמדנו ששורפים תרומה טהירה מטמאה בפסח, אמר רבי יוסי אין הנידן דוימר לראי, כשעידו רבי סיינו, הקני לא נפם רמיה, הקני רמיה לא נפם רב חנינן רבי קיבה. כשעידו רבי סיינו, אמר העידו, אם על הבוסו שנתמו בבלד התומה, ששורפים לא ישים הבוסו שנתמו באב התומה, זה תומה וזה תומה. You're taking two dvorim tmeim, you're moisif tumen. That's mutter. Im ala shemen, sheniv sal betvu yoyim, shemadlika noisei b'ner, shenitmo betomei meis. Zeh posel, vzeh tomei. So yevad, that's posel al kapot. Af onu moidim, betrume shenitmeis bevlada tume, shesef noisim atrume shenitmeis b'ava tume, al osa bimoidim. Avol haich nisroif, afilu tluyo ima tmeim, but how can one burn tluya imatmeya shemiyovoy eliyo v'yitahin? How can you burn erev Pesach tluya imatmeya shemiyovoy eliyo v'yitahin? We had mentioned, we had already this baraisa on Daf Tesfor, and we just mentioned that it's, this sfora of Rabbi Yossi is very difficult to understand. Itain is that you, how could you burn tluya imatmeya erev Pesach shema yovi eliyo v'yitarev? Now, if you're burning it erev Pesach, it's going to be burnt. Eliyo, when Eliyo Novi is going to come, he will not make this, the tluya edible, because the tluya is chometz, and it's erev Pesach, and it's burnt. And Eliyo Novi is going to come, Eliyo is knowing that Sorashi says, Shema Yovi Eliyo, La'ach Azman, V'yoyimer Tohira Oysa. Rashi says, and after Zvov, Eliyo will come, La'ach Azman, will come after Pesach. There's no shail of Eliyo and Novi coming now, because he won't help the situation. Now we have to burn it because it's a Tera Pesach. I don't know that the Maloya Roim, the Maloya Roim wants to emphasize, Afchiz des Kash, Eliyo won't come Erev Pesach. That's not the Meduber. The Rashi says, and after Zvav, he'll come after Pesach. Anyway, so what is the Svor? So what's Gate Maron that he comes after Pesach? So Rashi says, and after Zvav, Shema Yov Eliyo la'achazman, v'yoymer tohi rois, he'll tell us it was toyodem, v'nimtsu l'mafreye shetimanu truma b'yodai. Comes out with a tamet truma biyodai. So if Rabbi Yossi means to taine, you're not allowed to be metamet truma even though it's heilich liibud. So say that. I don't know why he's toilet neliyo. Shema yovi eliyo. Maybe eliyo will come lach hazman v'yeme tohira hoisa. The nimtzala mafreya shetimanu truma biyodai. I don't understand what's the sot klot eliyo anovi. Say, poshut, maybe it's toira, tluya, maybe it's toira, and it comes up with metame tluya. Basically, but al kaponim, we see in this baraisa, that Rabbi Yossi holds, that you're not allowed to burn tluya imatmeya. And here in our Mishnah it says, that you're allowed to burn tluya imatmeya. Umeshani, that was Rav Chizdis Kasha. Umeshani in Rav Chizdis Adateres. Ho Rav Shimon valibe de Rav Yeshua. Ho Rav Yossi valibe de Rav Yeshua. So he says, Behemison des Amachloikis, Rav Shimon and Rav Yossi, what Rav Yeshua holds. The Sanya, we learned in the Barais as follows. Yudalid Shechal Liyos Beshabbos. What happens if Erev Pesach is Shabbos? Mevaren es hakol lifnei Shabbos. So you get rid of all the chametz before Shabbos. The chametz will not, yeah, that is not omer to be eaten. You get rid of before Shabbos. V'surfin, so this is the lashon of Rameya, v'surfin trumeis, tmeyeis, tluyeis, etoiris. Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to burn together trume, tmeye, tluye, etoiris. Divrei Rameya, that's what Rameya held. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Tohira Bifnei Atzma Utluya Bifnei Atzma Utmeya Bifnei Atzma. Rabbi Yosi says, no. Everything has to be burnt separately. He says, Kloy can't be burnt Tluya with Tmeya. That's Timus of what he said before in the Baraisa. Omar Rab Shimon. And Rab Shimon said, Azoy. Leinech leku Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua ala Tohira wa ala Tmeya she'ein seyofen. Tair and Tmeya, you can't burn together. Al hatluya va'ala tahira sheserfin. Tluya and tahira, you could burn. Al manechleku ala tluya va'ala tmeya. There's a machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua if you can burn tluya and tmeya. Rabbi Lezer oimer tisorev zu ba'atzma v'zu ba'atzma. Rabbi Yeshua oimer shteim ka'achas. So now, here we have a memra of Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon says, Rabbi Yeshua holds you can burn Tluya and Tmeya. So Memela, that's the Teretz. As Rab Shimon holds, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could burn Tluya and Tmeya. Rabbi Yosi holds, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't burn Tluya and Tmeya. Rekte Gemore, wa masnissen Rabbi Yosi. That's no good, because the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yosi tainet Ramei eni anamide, the filler like Rabbi Yeshua, you can only burn Tluya matmeya. So Rabbi Yosi said that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could burn Tluya in matmeya. And for the Gemara, hochi koma Rabbi Yosi la Ramei. Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah says as follows. Afilu Rabbi Shimon balibed Rabbi Yeshua. He says, I hold according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't even burn Tluya matmeya. But I feel according to Rab Shimon that is Meikel in Rabbi Yeshua. The Meikel, he holds you could burn Tluya Matmeya, ki Meikel betluya Tmeya. Aval betahiro Tmeya loy. Betahiro Tmeya, even he's Moide. So Memele, that was the Teretz of Rav Chisda. So it comes out that there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if one is permitted to burn Tluya in Matmei. Now let us see Rashi. Shteyem ka'achas, betluya utmeye bechomets bepesach. That's our Mishnah. Then Rabbi Shimon and Shteyem ka'achas, tluya utmeye bechomets bepesach, you're allowed to burn them together. Verminus, Rab Chisda is takashe, ktoni, aich, yisorev, afilu tluyem atmeyem. How can one burn even tluyem atmeyem? Sipti gemore, masnisin, Rabbi Shimini, valibed Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon, alibed Rabbi Yeshua, that holds that you're permitted to burn tluyem atmeyem. Ubaraisa, Rabbi Yosi, Yomro, the Baraisa says you cannot burn Tluya Matmeya, that's Rabbi Yosi. Kedektoni, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ainan Eden. Ule Kamon, Porich, later the Gemara is going to ask, Wamas Nisan Rabbi Yosi, Nami Komolo, the son of Rabbi Yosi, Aini Amide. Now let's go back to Ramei, Veserfim, Truma, Tluya, Utmeya, Utahiro. Ramei holds Erev Shabbos. That Shabbos is Erev Pesach. So Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to burn Soifim Truma, Tluya, Tmeya, Tohira, Hakil, Biyacha. You're allowed to burn everything together. Rabbi Meir Letame, the Omami Devreim, Lomadnu, Shesoifim Truma, Tohira, Ima, Tmeya, BePesach. You're allowed to burn Truma, Tohira, Ima, Tmeya. So Baruch Hashem, I was Moira, Psaikashe, and Rashi and Daftez Vovam at Beis. Rashi and Daftez Vovam at Beis said the Gemara had a Shaila. What is the Tam of Rab Meir? Is the Tam of Rab Meir that since it is also midrabonon, so it is similar to Atuma derabonon, therefore you're allowed to burn Truma Tahoira Imat Meir Pishesh, because it's also midrabonon? Or is the Tam of Rab Meir, since it's Hoylech Le'ibud, so therefore you're allowed to be Metamet. The Nafka Mina will be, if you're allowed to burn it, Pishoch Hamishis. If the time is out, soilach libo, you're allowed to burn tumatayre matmeya b'shachamishis also. If you don't have any oichlum. If the time is because anisa darabonon is doime to tumadarabonon, so dafke b'shachishis, that was the shaila, the gemara feels like that dafke shachishis because only anisa darabonon is doime to tumadarabonon. So I'd ask then, and that is vavam at base, from this rameir over here. A mayor says that Erev Pesach is Chalias B'Shabbos, so you're burning Erev Shabbos, you are burning Truma Tmeyes Tluyais Utahirais. So, you see, Klo that the Heter is outside for Leibu, there's no Isser whatsoever Erev Shabbos. It's Mutta Legami, you'll have to eat Chometz yet. So, and then I asked the Kasha and Rashi. So Baruch Hashem, I found now on Daf Chof Amud Beis, the Tzlach asks the Kasha. He says this Gemara is not going according to Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know exactly what that means, but Al Kaponim he asks the Kasha. Here it's a stirik, to the way Rashi said Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Let's go further. Ochi Garsinim. This is the memra of Rab Shimon. Now, so Rashi says why. Now let us first appreciate the problem. It's a problem. How could you burn Tluya and Tahira? The Tluya is Sofik Tomei, Sofik Toyer. And the Toyer is Toyer. So how are you allowed to burn Tluya in a Toyer? So Rashi says, Hoyo v'loi hurzik et Tome, since it's not hurzak Tome, ein nire ke metame biyodayim. So it doesn't look like he's metame biyodayim. Now from this Rashi, we see a mouthful. Number one, we see from this Rashi that the whole Rashi is l'chayra avoiding the issue. Since it's not vaday tomei, hayov lehurzik etumei. It's only sofik tomei. Ein nirek him, it doesn't look like he's being metame biyadai. It doesn't look like, but there's a tat sofik, maybe he's metame. Was get money, it doesn't look like he's metame biyadai. So we see from Rashi azoi, that ve'emesun meikaradin, since it's hoylech leibut. Since it's Erev Pesach, Me'iker Adin, you're allowed to be Metame. There's no shaila about it. If you look to me, you're not Torah, you're allowed to. All the Machloikas and the only Machloikas in the Rabbonon. In the Rabbonon, you're not allowed to be Metame. It's only Svoris in the Rabbonon. So here, Rashi says a Svoris. Hoyev loy hurzik betume, this is not hurzik betume, it's loy nire. So memele, that means, even though Be'etzim could be being metame, it's gave me reich nicht on. So what's, he's metame, it's heilig leibut. Heilig leibut, meikir a din, there's no isser to be metame. No, it seems like it's a zilzel, midarabonon, to be metame something, even though the lomdus is ois gehalten. It's a zilzel to be metame be yodai. So Rashi says, hoyo v'loi hurzik otome, since this with the tluy is not hurzik betume, loi nireke metame be yodai. I once wanted to be Moisef. I don't know if it's necessary to be Moisef, and I don't know if it's true what I'm saying, but I wanted to be Moisef at Sazavo. That if you take Tluya and Tahira, and you touch it with Tahira, what happens with the Tahira? Is L'chayre Dachsach Mir Yishtel the Tahira Am Cheskosa, the Tahira Racheskas Tare, the Tluya Sofik. I feel like this happened in the Rishus Ayochid, but it's not a Sofik Tumah that was never Rishus Ayochid. The Sofik that the Tluy is before. That's Sofik Tumah. And now I'll take this and I'll touch a Tahira. L'chayre yishtel the Tahira and the Chazokit. So maybe that's not best. So that's L'nirei k'metame b'yadayim. If afterwards, Me'ikar Adin, I will be able to shtel the Tahira and the Chazokit, so ain't nirei k'metame b'yadayim. So, Mamela, that's why you're allowed to do it. Alma Nechleku. Now, the Svas Emes asks Akashe. Svas emes es zakashe shema yovi eliyohu v'yitamenu. Zayfrek tarakash. How are you allowed to burn tluya im tahira shema yovi eliyohu v'yitamenu? Is between you and me, I don't understand the kasha. I mean, the whole svore, again, it's erif, we're burning it now, it's oimid l'sreife. So the whole shaila is, Eliyahu Novi might come later. I mean, that kufa is the machloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi said you're not allowed to burn tluya matmeye, with the svore of shema yovi eliyovi yitareno comes at you a matamala mafreye. That's Rabbi Yossi shtik teire. Rabbi Yossi holds sef and tluya latzma. Rabbi Yossi holds taki not allowed to burn tluya ima tahira. Here we're speaking about Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Bechlau doesn't hold up such a svore. Shema yovi ele yovi yitamena. This is Rabbi Yossi shtik teire. And according to Rabbi Yossi, taki, I mean, that's klar. That's the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds tluya bifnei atzma. And Rabbi Shimon knows you're allowed to burn tluya ima tahira. Agav uche des vas emes klaus a shayla according to Rabbi Yossi that holds tluya bifnei atzma. He says, can you burn two tluyas together? He says, lachayra, you burn two tluyas, maybe one is tummy, maybe one is toil. So, he says, there's a svek sveke. Maybe both are tummy, maybe both are toil. So you have two tzadim that everything's good. There's one tzad, maybe one is tummy and one is toil. So he says he thinks l'chayr, you could both burn them both together. If you can't, he says maybe it's good the loshen seifan hatluya bifneyat. What's hatluya loshen yochid? Could be each tluya you have to burn bazun. He says, you say seifan hatluya, what's that katluya? He says, could be you have to burn each one bazunda. He doesn't know. But Benison, if Rabbi Yossi had chayish given from Eliyahu HaNavi, I don't know. And Eliyahu Novi, I don't know if a svek svek is going to work. I mean, Shema Yovi Eliyahu, v'yitarenuch. Maybe he'll mitar this tluya and be mitame this tluya. Beisach nisht. Aber kaponim. But Achsme and Rab Shimon, there isn't such a problem whatsoever. Alma nechleku ala tluya v'ala tmeya. The hoyel v'ein lo tume v'adoiz. Now, Rab Shimon says, that Rabbi Yeshua was make. Hoyo vein lo tumah vadoi. Since the tluya doesn't have a tumah vadoi, hareyu metame biyodaim l'rabbelas. So you metame biyodaim. You're taking something at meyo, and now you're making this tumah vadoi. The Rabbi Yeshua saw even the tluya. He since it's tluya and it's not roi lachile, yata muzor al shmiroso. So, Mamela, there's no chiyuv mishmeres and tluya. So, just, and Rabbi Shuol, there's no, the mishmeres you're allowed to be metama be yodayim also. Tluya you're allowed to be metama be yodayim. Let us see Taisus. Mi oma Rabbi Yeshua shteim ka'achas beraminu, of the skaitaf baita. Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina Rami Trume Apischa is the first kasha of Rav Chisda was Pischa Apischa. We had one member of Rabbi Yeshua in Pesach Gufe Tluya b'fnei atzmo, Tmeya b'fnei atzmo. We had another member in Erev Pesach that allowed to burn Tluya ima Tmeya. The teretz was Rabbi Yossi libid Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon libid Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina Romi Trume Apischa. Rabbi Yossi b'Rab Chanina asked a stira from one case by Trume, another case also by Trume, which is Erev Pesach, Mishan. Now what was the kash? Mi Omer Rabbi Yeshua Shteim Ka'achas. He says, we have, according to Rab Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua holds Erev Pesach, you're allowed to burn Tluya Imat Meya. Rashi says, given the tluya yata muzar al shmiros. The ramino chavish al trume shenoilet bosofik tume. Rabbi Lezer oimer am hoysum unachas bemokim atufa yinichenu bemokim amutzne. At the end, chavish al trume that's noilet bosofik tume, so 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 Rabbi Lezer holds there's still a din of Mishmeres Trumoisai. Could be it's still Roy Lachila. Here it's called Shema Yovi El Yovi Yitarenu. Could be it's Roy Lachila. So Memela, there's a din of Mishmeres. Bimoisem Megula Yechasena. Rabbi Shua Omer, Moisem Onachas B'mokem HaMutzne, Yanichena B'mokem HaTulfe, is permitted to put it B'mokem HaTulfe, and B'mokem Hefke, Bimoisem Mechusi Yigalen. Al Kaponim, so here we see, by Trume, Tluyo, there's no Chiyav of Mishmeres, Aber Grome in, B'yodayim Loi. So Rabbi Yeshua here was only Mater Grome. He was not Mater to be Metame B'yodayim. And in our Mishnah it says, you're allowed to take Trume Tluyo, That was Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina's kash. Umishani or Rabbi Shimon ali b'Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi Yosi ali b'Rabbi Yeshua. Verkehrt. That's right. Machlokes Tanoim. It's according to Rabbi Yosi, only Grom is mutter. Rabbi Yeshua was only mutter Grom. So whenever it came to be metame b'yadayim, Rabbi Yosi holds that it's also according to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter afilu to be metam b'yadayim. Zogt Rashi, Romi truma pisre, truma da alma, a truma de pisre. Yom Rabbi Yeshua shtayim kachas, the mutter le tame tluya b'yadayim, yelatim im tame tluya, b'yadayim loy, v'avo gav de tluya, do shtay tachoni grom is mutter, there's no chiyav of mishmeres, but there's no, you're not allowed to be metam it. And with the Gemara, oh, diktoni, be your daim loy, Rabbi Yosi. Ali be the Rabbi Yeshua. The Gabi tluye the pischa nami hochi omal, that the zubif neyasma, zubif neyasma. Panan hechi nisre vafilo tluye matmeye. Rabbi Yosi holds Ali be the Rabbi Yeshua. You're not allowed to be metame tluyo. And Rabbi Shimon holds, you're allowed to be metame tluyo. So me mail a fille yot me mit tame bi yodaim. So es mag leike es rab yoisi in rab shim. Zog tais. Bi yom ha rab yeshu eshtayim ka achas ve raminu chobes. Oy mari, so the ri had a meire de ke kashe. Aises, you're asking a kashe, tru me a pisre. So let us say, by Pesach we have a new chashbin. It's hoylich li'ibot, it's hoylich li'soreh. By Tluya, something became Tluya, so it's not Oymid Lissorif. So Memele, so then the Halacha is, so there's no Chiyav of Mishmeres. There's no Chiyav of Mishmeres, but since it's not Oymid Lissorif, could be not even Metame B'Yadayim. But Pesach, since it's Oymid Lissorif, we have a new Cheshbon over it. It's Oymid Lissorif, it's Oymid Lissorif, it's Oymid Lissorif, it could be something that's Oymid Lissorif, you're allowed to be Metame. Oy Mari, hodeloy mishani pesach shani, the mashmalay the pesach le maloy moirit, midishari betluye va'osa betahiris. If there's a svar of oylech le ibud, so why did Rabbi Yeshua aser tahiray matmeya? There it's oylech le ibud. So you see, oylech le ibud is not a svar to be metame. So memele, so the vote is tluye, dafke tluye, because by tluye there's no dimishmeres. No, Tluya Machdach Akasha, he said, Tluya Nalat Mutame B'Dayim Oni Grome, he came out, Mashi Tluya Avatam, so that's a steer in Tluya. Horab Shimon Ali B'd Rabbi Yeshua. So what is the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answer is that, as I come to Chayis, the Badmus and Pesach is not, does not spiel a role. The Iker is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if there's no din Mishmeres, so Yelatim Mutame B'Yadayim. Taima l'ri. So l'ri asks a meira de kekash, l'rab Shimon. Kiven de shari tluya l'tami b'yad. Yelati b'metame tluya. There's no de mishmer shlati b'metame. Im ken shari l'serfa. She allowed to burn it also. I mean, Taisis and Afi Gimel had said that sreifa is also to truma als mishmeres. Just like not allowed to be metame. According to Rab Yeshua, according to Rab Shimon, the libid Rab Yeshua, you're allowed to be Metamet luya b'yadayim, so then you're allowed to burn it. Taktais v'zaybezay, if you're allowed to burn it, amai kori lei tluya. The tluya hainu loy oichlin v'loy serf, and that's attached tluya, so hey, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to burn it. So l'choir, why ain't you allowed to burn it? There's no din mishmeres. Yesh loyme de tluye l'rab Shimon hainu d'loy mechayev l'sofa. Not that you're not allowed to burn it. You're allowed to burn it, taki. You're not mechuyev to burn it. So Rab Shimon and Shari Yosher asks Akasha, if you're allowed to burn it, why shouldn't you be mechuyev to burn it? The Gemara says in Shabbos, there's a k'shem she mitzvah l'israif kotshim t'meyim, kein mitzvah l'israif truma t'meyim. So there's a mitzvah and truma, so this is a sofik truma t'meyim. Maybe it's a tahira. But al kolponim, there's no iser to be metamit, there's no iser to burn it, so l'chay she be mechuyev to burn it, al tz'te mitzvah. Say, for example, Rab Shimon and Shari Yosher. The Emerson, Teisvis and Shabbos, Tav Chafei, is Mesupik, if this is at the Reis of the Kemitzvah, or the Drabon of the Kemitzvah. So if we assume it's at the Drabon of the Kemitzvah, so, see, not Mechui, you have to burn it, so, because then, everything will become also Bachila. The Chulam Tmeyim, with the Truma Tmeyim becomes Medume, and it's also Bein Lekoyim, Bein Le Yisrael. Shteit Azay. Chovish al truma shenishbar begas al yoyne v'tachter chulent mei. Oidim Rabbi Lezer v'Rabbi Yeshua. Shem yochel ahatzel memenu revius v'tare yatzel. If it is possible. He doesn't have any kelim tohirim with him. But if he will go out and look for kelim tohirim, it is possible to get a kli tohir and be able to be matzel revius v'tare is yatzel. Even though when he goes out in the meantime, the trume will mix up with the chulin and will have a hefsed merube, this gate may go on the stone. There's a chiev of mishmeres, and if he can be matzal or rabiyas of trume betare, he's mechuyev to do that, and that's what the chulin, tmeim, and the boyer will become worthless, tafal. Vimla. What is if he can't get a kli toher to be matzal or rabiyas? So memele, if he won't do anything, the trume will side by side become tummy. So now the shaila is, so let him take kalim tmeyim, al kaponim to save the chulim. The trume will side by side become tummy if he doesn't do anything. Let him take kalim tmeyim and save the chulim. So the imlav, now you have a machlekes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar emet teired beti tummy. Let it, he should not take kalim tmeyim, because he's metamed biyat. Fa'al yitamenu biyat. He's not permitted to be metamed truma biyat. Yeshuaim yitamenu biyat. Rabbi Yeshua says he's allowed to be metamed biyat. So here you see klo, afilu according to Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yossi said Rabbi Yeshua holds that only grom is mutter. Here you see according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you'll have to be metamed biyat. Not only grom is mutter, since it's oilach liyibut, so memele, yalata mitamid liyidai. Umishani, the Gemara answers, shani hosam dike hefset chulam. There Rabbi Yeshua was matter because of the hefset chulam. The mokim hefset, they were matter. Again, we see that the whole being, according to everyone, is tarabonon. Memele, the mokim hefset, they were maker. Maskif lo robe, so comes out according to Rabbi Yosi, Elibe, Rabbi Yeshua, the Mokim Hefsa, they were Michael. Maskiv Lorova, Masnisa, Nami, Ika Hefsa, Deitzim. Rabbi Zoi, the Mishnah is also Hefsa, if you're permitted to burn the Tahira, Matmeya, so you can use one fire. If you have to burn the each one Bazunda, you have to make two fires. So there's a Hefsa, Deitzim. Well, Rehabaya, no, Hefsa, Merube, Lashosha. By the chulin, there's a hefsed merube, a hefsed muet loy chashosh. Umeno taimre de la hefsed merube chashosh or hefsed muet loy chashosh. How do you know take that there's a difference? I'll bring you a raya. The sanya chovis shal shemen trume shenishbera begas al yoyne over tachtoyne chulin tmei. Here we're speaking about shemen. Now shemen is a different story. If the shemen truma will fall into the chulin tmeyim, so it's usable. A kohen can use it. So it's shemen tmeyim with chulin tmeyim. So it's usable for adloket. You can't use it to make latkes out of it, but it's usable for adloket. So it's not a hefsed merube. It's only a hefsed muet. So memele. So here it says as follows. Chovish, shal shemen, trume, shanishbra begas, al yoyne, v'tachtoyne, chulin, tmeim. מויד רב אלעזר רבי ישועה, שאם יוכל עצמו ממנו רביעס בתאריית, again, if he can be מצל הרביעס of שמן בתארי, שזה חדודה. ואם לא, what if he can be מצל? His תארד ותיתומי ועל יתמן הביאם, he does not מחלוקס. Here everyone is מויד, you're not allowed to be מתאמה בידיים. So what's the chilek? So kochur the chilek is that shemen is a hefsed muvit. Ein chanami, it's worth a little less if it's only roi lahadloke and not roi lishtiye, but that's a hefsed muvit. So by hefsed muvit, Atul Rabbi Yeshua is also moide, he's not permitted to mimetame biyad. By hefsed merube, then Rabbi Shimon holds, then Rabbi Yeshua holds, lat mimetame biyad. This is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, lib de Rabbi Yeshua. Let us see Rashi. Asnit nami kapsa daitzim, amai koma rabbi yoyis yalib rabbi yishuwa doloi. Moida rabbi lo zor amaskona koyim, im laav teirid vititam, lakam amporir, loshna zveri shver. Moida rabbi yishuwa laba lo zom iboiloi, not ma rabbi lo zom moida rabbi yishuwa, rabbi yishuwa was the maker. Amai koma, toni gabi shemen, the kulu moidu, shaloi yitamen obi yadayim. בשום הפסד חולן, תשמן חולן שנסער הטובה והם יעשו לקוין ולזור משום תומן. זה also a הפסד. They want none of them allowed to eat it. בשום תומן, תשמן חולן שנסער הטובה והם יעשו לקוין ולזור משום תומן. זה תומן, משום תומן, זה תומן. בשום הפסד מועטו, זה מפורש תרוי לב. זה הכל כך. Since it's only hefsed muat, that's why it's muta. So that's the raya that we're not chayish for a hefsed muat. Frag the Gemara, Maishna shemen. He said that shemen, everyone is moidi, not allowed to be metame the shemen shal trume, because it's a hefsed muat. Why? The roi lahadlik, because the koyin can use the shemen tomei ladloke. Yayin nami roi lezilu. So yayin is also roi lezilu. Zilu was lechere a process that they took yayin, they were mezalof, and agabi gecholin, agabi ha'esh, and they made a good reyach. So, for the Gemara, so it's also only a hefsed muat. It means the koyin can use this yayin tomei lezilof. The chitayim is zilof lav milsi. No, who uses yayin for zilof? This is no one uses it for zilof. So mameila. So it's then it is called a hefsed muat. So it's not usable. Zilof. Who uses zilof? So it's, then it's called a hefsed merube lav milsi. That's not. But chitayim is zilof lav milsi. That zilof is nothing. It's not a shimush choshu. If you want to drink wine, you can buy cheap wine also. That a look cost a seller. When you make zilot, you have to buy good wine. So that means, vice is it's a shimush choshuv. It's worth to invest money in expensive wine for zilot. And for the Gemara b'chodosh. We're speaking about new wine. New wine, you can't be mezalef. You only can be mezalef aged wine. So, mamele, that's not roi lezil. Frag the Gemara, v'roi leyashne. What do you mean? The fresh wine can get old also. It's a mumayver. So, mamele, so why can you roi lezil? And for the Gemara, Osi Bailey Data Kola. Yeah, you'll wait till the wine gets old in the meantime and there'll be time from the wine. You have wine floating around the house and it's tummy dicker wine and it's also a kindly soil. Osi Bailey Data Kola. You can't keep it around the house. Like the Gemara, oh, you're afraid of Takola? Shemen Nami Osi Bailey Data Kola. It's a house. What do you do by Shemen? You Shemen also. It's Royal Adloka now. But how can you keep it around the house? It's also really day takola, and the gemara the rami lebe klimos. Now you the shemen you put it into klimos, so people know you won't use this for latkes anymore. People know it's aimed lad lock. Fragt die Gemorre, oh, aber so, ja, ein Name war mir lebe Klimois. Could also put it in a Klimois, and also, so no one will come to drink it. Fragt die Gemorre, le Zilof, Kaboy lebe Klimois, oh, mir lebe, no, you can't put it in a Klimois. If you're in a Klimois, it won't be right in a Zilof. Seems that the Zilof was a very expensive affair, and you had to put it in the Choshev Kalim, or else you put it in a Klimois, there wouldn't be royal zilof anymore. So therefore you can't put it into a klimoy. So you have to put it into a good keli. You put it into a good keli, so there's a problem. Tulma osili deita kolom. Why can you put it into a good keli and put a sign on top of it? Yayin tome, beware. Make a, just like you put by poison, make a skull there, and you'll know that it's not, basically. A component basis, a klimois would work. Maybe they're afraid for illiterate people, facing that they wouldn't figure it out, that they can't read giant tome, or maybe there's a different cheshbon, maybe the sign will fall off. Basically, a component, the basis, the whole eitze of shimo from takol is only a klimois, and that is not, and that will not work by yain. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, la milsei loy choshev. Maybe you'll tell me that zilof is not a davar choshev. Reiv sidoi. We learn shoysin miluk shenimkar besela. You can drink wine from a luk that sells for sela. Umezalfe miluk animka b'shtayim. Noyach liknais luk b'shtay sloim lezilof miluknais elishtiyah. If you have the shaila. When to buy for what purpose to purchase expensive wine. So the expensive wine you purchase for zilof. And for drinking, you drink the cheap wine. Umi she'enei osher, yikach yayin bezoil ishtiyosoi lug besela, v'yayin b'yoykele zilof. For zilof, you have to invest back it. That's a shimush choshu. So the Gemara says, b'chodosh tein reichei noidif, ein roile zilof. So my male, not roile zilof. So the Gemara asked, "Roi liyashnei, hosi beili deita kola im yishena etzloim, hatshe yisyashen osi lemishte minei." Who drink it out in the meantime? So the Gemara says, "Put in the klimois, zilof kaboile, b'tzor she'eloi reichai toiv, b'klimois romile b'tmiya." Let us see Taisvus. Taisvus says, "Roi lezilof, hafal gav." The Trumet Meya Besreife. Like Tachtaisve, Trumet Meya is Besreife. What's that royal zilof? You mentioned before a Gemara in Shabbos, that just like there's a mitzvah, Lisreif, as Kotchim Tmeim, there's a mitzvah, Lisreif, Trumet Meya. So the Rishash es Sakashan Taisvis, Lefi ani is daiti nire, the perish ziluf tekan, who can make shenoi gemato. The labin levena ba'u, you heat up a brick, mizalf and alea yain, davi can make shreif. He says, that's ziluf. He doesn't understand what Taisvus kash is. Why doesn't this fall? This is ziluf. Ziluf is also a shreif. Al kaponim, Taisvus weiss lais, the ziluf, they put it in a cold water vaporizer. They didn't use it. It was done to a different item. The zilof was not done to a sreifa. Fragt doch Teisves, so well, how could it be done, how could you use it with zilof? Afo gab de trumet meya besreifa. The Teisves, give the maskine beg basra de tmura, roi de sreifa sreifa, roi de kvure kvure. Udin bech yagab na hoi ul de roi le zilof. So the Dvar Shmur, the Moya Roim explain pshat in Teisves as follows. The Mora says in tmura, a roi le sreifa sreifa, whatever is burnable, the mitzvah of sreifa, a roi le kvure kvure. That means something that you can't burn, so there's no mitzvah of sreifa. There's no mitzvah of sreifa whatsoever. No, you have to get rid of it, shlo yovili dei takola, so you should be mekabaret. So al kaponim, you see from over there that if it's not roi le sreifa, there's no mitzvah of sreifa. So memele, vuhadin bechi agav nohil be roi le zil. So this is like this, a mitzvah of sreifa is not here, because it's not roi le sreifa. Finished. Now, Haroi Lekvure, we're speaking about something that's also Bahano. More is Lavdavk is speaking about Trume, Klaya Kerem. That's not Roi Lesreife. So you have Klaya Kerem, which is also a mitzvah of Sreife. But if you have wine, and it's not Roi Lesreife, so you're Mekabre. Because there it's also bahanot, so al kaponim, you're not allowed to keep it around, so memele, you're makabit. Because it's also bahanot. But tume, since it's mutabahanot, so oil the royal zilov, since it is royal zilov, there's no mitzvah of sreifa, since it's not royal sreifa, so fakert. So the gemara is fakashe, that's fakert. Let us make zilov. Zuck the gemara weiter. Betakola atmo tanoi. The Gemara says, this Indian of takola, if you chayish for takola, is a machloikas tanoi. The sanye, chovi shel yayin shel tume shen itmeis. Beishami oimrim tishofe chevel. You have to spill the whole thing out at once. Beisilul oimrim teyose zilus. To make zilus. Not chayish. Omar Rabbi Shmu Barabi Yoisi, ani achia. Besod tishofe chevel, the bias to yosa zilo. Hikadamri bechodesh tishofe chevel, yoshen to yosa zilo. Amruloi ein acho shlishis machas. That we don't paskin like acho shlishis. Zogt Rashi. Rashi azoi. Betakola atzmoi ichashin lo. Also leshuye. Iloi tanoi. Tishofech hevel, loshen chavilok, loima tishofech yachat. You have to spill it out all at once. Play the zalev. Dilma de mezalev, koli koli, afilu bay bayoim, osa le mishtay. Maybe you might come and drink it. You might come and drink it, so therefore you're not allowed to make zilev according to Beis Shammai. Besod tishofech hevel, now, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi, who is the Machiyah, he said as follows. She'ein mezalfen besode, so mamele, so then you have to get rid of it. Bo'olem rini shiveno bebayis lezalfoi, tadohochi osi beilidei takole. So mamele, so then takas shashem takole. V'ikedi amri lishiyom u'etes, ki ho min asode lebayis leichashina. Ela b'chodesh tishofer chevo. By a chodesh, he holds tishofechev. Homer Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yosi, Kamashonim, Acha, Beisilo, Beishami, Oye, Homer Loi, Bnei Doiroi, Ein Acho, Shlishis, Machas. Da Shlishis, Izu. What you're saying now, that you're differentiating between chodesh and yoshom, or you're differentiating between sode and bias, this is a da Shlishis. Beishamai, Ubeisilo, Leiskiru, Legalis, Daitom, the Nevi Chashin L'Takol Eklal. So now Rashi all of a sudden says that Beishami Beisilu did not hold that Bechlal is an Isser of Takola. Yeah. Yaba Omru Hochi. Beishami Yomim Bein Bebaiz Bein Besoda Chevel Tishofech. Beisilu Loim Yomim Bebaiz Bein Besoda Tiyosu Zilu. Vata Bo Lachi Yaba Loim Bebaiz Ke Beisilu Besoda Ke Beishami. Habe Yachro. So then it would be Acho, because they themselves mentioned the difference of Bais and Sode, and the Abul Hashtad Lois Kiro Bais for Sode, Taim Achino, Velav Mishum Takola. Very interesting. So Rashi says now the Tam of Beis Shammai is, so the Marsha says, Al Tzreiche, that means that the Tam of Beis Shammai is that he holds that Ziluf is equivalent, the Reich of Ziluf is equivalent to Achila. So, Beikaradin, you're not allowed to make Ziluf. And Beisilul holds, no, Beikaradin, you're allowed to make Ziluf. And no one cholamed of Takola. And now Rabbi Shmuel comes and is the one that's saying Takola. He's the one that's saying Takola. Rabbi Shmuel, chayish le Takola. Vahainu Tanoi. He's the one that's chayish le Takola, so that's the Tanoi. So this is that what the Gemara said before, but Takola Gufa Tanoi is a machlokes heistis Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi, and the others are Beisilum Beis Shammai. The way Rashi says Pshat heistis Beisilum Beis Shammai are not chayish l'takola. So it's really very modern. So the Gemara said before that the Gemara is takasha by Yayin. There's also we have here that Rabbi Yeshua said that. Rabbi Yeshua said that by Yayin, you're allowed to be metameh. How it's hefsid. The Gemara said, es takashe, it's a hefsid mu'it, the Gemara is. So the Gemara answered, it's not Roy Lezila because it's Chodosh. Then the Gemara says, Tanoi. So what's it, that's what the Gemara means to say. He says, it's Rabbi Shua's Choylika on Beisilum, Beishamai. It's very interesting. This was Emes is Moiradis. Frat, in the Loshna Gemara, but since we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel, we pass in the Rabbi Nachman says, Lo, Valochi ki Beisilum. But he's not a machir, so the loch is like Beisilu. So the loch is like Beisilu, Taka is very modern. What's Pshat and Rabbi Yeshua? But it just started Taisvis. Ein achrosh lishis machras. Perish akuntris, oyub leiskiru beishame Beisilu, bayis esode, imkei taim achinuhu. So Rashi wants to say over here, the Tava Beishami is also not al Tzakola. I mentioned before, the Rashi said before, in Beishami there is Chayish for Tzakola. Shem is al, yeah, Osi Ledei Tzakola. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel, not according to Beishami. You don't have to say so right. The Afal Gav, the time of the Beishami, Mishum Tzakola, a fellow will say no, that Beishami does hold that the time is out of the color. Leichoshi v'achro, lefish le'gil ha'rishayim, daitim l'chalik b'in bayis l'sodosh, l'iski b'divrayim, echad bayis v'echad sodeh, v'chein pirish ha'kuntus le'el, gabi rabin gamliel, rab machiyu. So Tosis wants to say, but he doesn't know what Rashi is to say. Rashi could be they do hold out of the color, but since they didn't differentiate in the color between bayis and sodeh, and only Rabbi Shmuel was the one, so therefore that's called the Achroa Shlishis. Let's just skip to the bottom of Taisvis. Ktsas kosh leperezeh, the hochi mayir yachroa shlishis ein achroa, teipulei dachos talmid raf achroi, kedahoma beperekire. Rabbi Kive, Rabbi Nechanano perish achroa shlishis, doir shlishi. Ein achroa talmid, kedahoma beperekire. I forget that the chesorim is not because a Talmud cannot be machriya.